yes, love is begging door to door, but finds the silence like no one lives there anymore. Rebellious love, this day ain't got no place.
Oh, it was Alex Rubens.
Oh, Alex did?
Oh, no, I meant like who won the Overcooked thing.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff knocked John out because
former side quester Alex Rubens. Everybody's video game son. And we are live on the Side Quest Post PAX Prime Edition featuring absolutely zero people that went to PAX West, formerly known as PAX Prime, because they all ducked out on us. JJ is working and going to Disney. Katie is working. And John is, maybe he's dead. Oh, he should be because he got fucking embarrassed by maybe we could talk a little about that. I am Dolly Domofsky. Joining me is Tom Johnson.
Hey, guys. How are you doing on this beautiful evening?
And joining us all the way from Canada, Aaron Kelly.
Is it too dark? Is it dark? I can't tell. Is it darker than I usually am?
A little bit.
Is that just like, are you just talking about just in general? Is it dark? Because it feels like it's fucking dark lately.
I mean, it's getting darker, but is it too dark in here? I feel kind of like a vampire.
I think you're okay. Pardon me as I keep clearing my throat for no effing reason. Anyways, we're going to talk video games, guys. There's lots of fun video games.
Are we going to talk about the Mothman?
We could talk about more of the Mothman. I do think we should chat about my shitty haircut for just a split second. I have to mention, I go in. So I had a pretty badass mohawk, right?
Yeah, you shaved it off, huh?
No, that wasn't the intent.
You dadded it up.
Yeah, so the intent was that I was going to leave the top the length it was, and I was going to have them just sort of cut down the sides a little bit here because I didn't want it to look like when I would hop out of the shower, the whole thing would just flop over and I look like like Toad from the Mushroom Kingdom. So I thought,
you can say that without doing your best Toad impression right now. Do it.
Toad!
Okay, maybe don't do that.
So I regret my words indeed.
Yeah, so I'm like, I go into the same place. I'm like, yeah, just cut it down a little bit there. And it was a different girl this time. And she starts off, this is how bad it was. She starts off by going, oh, I'm sorry. My mouth is full of Lebanese food right now. I probably smell like a ton of garlic. Are you here for a haircut? I'm like, well, this is like a haircut place, right? So, yeah, I'm here for a haircut. And then she goes, okay, well, hold on a second. What do you want? So I go, how about literally I'm just keeping the top the length it is, and I'm just wanting you guys to just cut this, kind of clean up the sides there. It's like, oh, okay. Grabs the scissors and just starts hacking away like right down the middle. And I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, don't you want it all even? I said, well, no, I explicitly told you leave the top and just clean up the sides. She's like, oh, okay. Well, it's too late to fix that now. Want me to just kind of leave it the way it is? I'm like, whatever. I'll give it a few weeks to grow out. Jerk. So that's my shitty haircut story. That's all. That's all I got. Nothing
if else. If we're doing shitty stories before we get into video games, you want to hear how my week's been?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, well, before we get to that, so I moved to a new apartment, and about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks before I moved, when I knew where I was moving, I called my ISP to set it up so I would have internet the day I moved in. Like the day I moved in, I would have internet. They were like, well, you're in luck. There's already a fiber op connection installed in that apartment. So you just have to take your gear and take it there and plug it in and you're all good. I'm like, I don't think that's how that works. Are you absolutely sure? They're like, yep, totally. I'm like, all right. So I check the apartment out and I see that it's like years old equipment that you need like a specialty tool to even open up to get at the plugs. I'm like, all right, they need to come get this equipment, number one. Number two, I can't open this shit up, so I can't plug my stuff in. So I call them back, and I'm like, listen, you're going to need to send a technician. They're like, nope, don't worry about it. You're totally good. I'm like, I can't plug my shit in. I'm not good. They're like, okay, we'll see what we can do. We've got a work order open for that Saturday. which was, you know, this past Saturday. So Saturday rolls around, nothing. I call them up from work at like 3 p.m. Their hours stop at 5. I'm like, I still don't have internet. I need internet for Saturday. I need it for like 7 p.m. is when I need it. They're like, oh, we didn't assign a technician. I'm like, well, then you need to pay somebody overtime and send them to my house, like right now. They're like, all right, we're going to try and get a hold of a technician. We're going to see if we can rush them out. We'll call you back. They didn't call me back. So it was Labor Day weekend. So I get a hold of their support staff. They've got a skeleton crew on the weekend because it's a holiday weekend. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? They're like, yeah, they didn't send a technician, and we can't pay our technicians overtime, so that wasn't going to happen. The earliest we can get to you is Wednesday.
No.
I'm like, what are you
That's
talking?
Today.
I'm like, yeah, that is literally, I had to leave work. I left work. I took my boss's truck and left work for like an hour to come meet the technician to let him in. And he had to do some shit.
What do you have to do?
Well, he had to, like the old equipment was like built into the wall. So he had to take it all out and install my equipment in there and wire it all up and shit, like to this install that's outside. Like, there was no way that I could have done it myself, even if I had the tools. But so I got that done today, and I lost my shit on the ISP. I was like, what the fuck? Just what the fuck? I told you I needed this shit for Saturday. They're like, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to waive the installation fee so you don't have to pay anything for the technician. I'm like, okay, how much is that? They're like, it's a $60 fee. I'm like, how much would an hour of overtime for a technician on Saturday have been? Because I bet it would have been less than $60. But yeah, so I just got internet today. For the past week, I've had a friend parking his truck outside my house, my new apartment, because the Wi-Fi from the pub next door can't reach through the lead-lined walls, but can bounce off the truck into my house. So I was getting like just enough Wi-Fi to load text pages, so I could get Twitter up as long as nobody went image heavy, and I could get up like website like Reddit with just text. So that's what I've been doing since Saturday.
That's sick.
Oh, I want to strangle everybody at the ISP.
You can strangle Jeff Grubb, who says, try flipping me off now, cowards. So let's all jointly flip off Jeff Grubb. That's good. He says, why would you want the internet? And then he says, is this municipal Canadian internet? Because we don't have these problems in capitalism.
No, this is a company called Bell Alliant, which is the maritime subsidiary of Bell Canada, which is... used to be one of the big phone monopolies until it got broken up, and is one of the two ISPs in the province. They have the best speeds, which is why I'm with them. I've got ridiculous speeds with them. They have the best speeds, and in terms of across the whole country, my province has the best speeds in the country. So I'm with them because the other guys are better customer service, but way worse speeds. So,
Interesting.
Do you have any problems, Tom, or do I dare ask?
Yeah, Tom, what you got?
My life's pretty great, actually.
That's good. You live in New York, everything's cheap.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, no, my life's pretty... Canada announced a new camera that's causing me to have a fucking existential crisis.
I saw you losing your shit on that, yeah.
You're going to buy two of them, aren't you?
No, I don't know. I might buy one. I hate everything. Life is pain.
Is it a real good camera?
No, it's an absolutely adequate and kind of okay, but not super great camera.
Does it fill a niche?
Not really. I honestly can't tell you who it's for.
Can you use it as a webcam with one of Elgato's patented DSLR2 webcam attachments?
You probably could, but I think anyone who does that is a goddamn idiot because you're just going to burn that sensor out in no time flat.
I'm just going to unplug my webcam.
All right. Anyway, we can talk about games at least, I guess. There's some shit.
Can we?
I guess. We've been playing some stuff. Tom, you've been playing some fun games you can't talk about, so that's always good.
Yeah. I've also been playing Valkyria Chronicles 4. That seems like it's like one of the...
That came out on Tuesday?
No, that comes out in like the 23rd or the 25th or something like that.
Okay. But that game's out, at
least. No.
No, okay.
There's a demo out, I think.
That's what you would play.
Oh, no, I've been playing the full game.
10 out of 10. Sorry, we don't do review scores anymore.
Up to 4 chapters, which is good because I haven't gotten through 4 chapters yet.
I've only got one question about it. Yeah. Does it play like the first game?
Yes, but a lot like the first game.
All right, well,
the first game is coming out.
The first game is the good one. So
yeah,
I'm very optimistic for this. I don't got a lot to say about video games this week, guys. What are you guys playing?
I mean, I didn't play a lot because of the whole internet thing. I dabbled in Scum.
Oh yeah, how is that?
How many pieces of Nazi imagery did you see when you were playing it?
I didn't see any, but I did beat a zombie to death with my fist and got a full set of military. In that game? Yeah, there's zombies.
That was at the office though. That wasn't as.
Yeah, it's you remember what Rust was like before they removed the zombies?
Yeah, is it like that?
It's like that and DayZ.
Oh God!
So, like you have a dude, and I guess he's a convict, and you run around, and there's zombies. So I saw a town, so I ran up to the town, and I pressed the button to start a little timer that let me loot things. And sometimes there was items, and sometimes there wasn't. And I found a gun. And
did you have to poop?
No, I turned it off before then. Apparently, you can spawn with something in your butt. Because somebody told me that. But apparently, there's like a random chance that you can just spawn with an item, like stuffed in your ass.
That rules.
Yeah, it didn't happen to me. I'm very tempted. I mean, stability-wise, it seems okay. I didn't get to play multiplayer. I just kind of ran around the single player.
You spawn with meconium, basically.
Yeah. I don't think I really played anything else. It was PAX weekend, so I was sort of just kind of watching all the streams and.
I want to play Grease. Like, people have been talking about that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a lot of folks talking about that. It looks neat. I'm very jealous of JJ and Katie for all the cool shit they saw. JJ gave his rundown to me. Actually, I think he even posted the list on Twitter of every little thing that he saw over there. He did see Jeff Grubb. It was a Jeff Grubb sighting.
He said Grubb Watch.
Yeah, exactly. Grubb Watch. Hashtag treason. So... so there's a lot of cool stuff. He was digging Streets of Rage, and I think he mentioned Toe Jam and Earl. And
did he play Jeff Grubb's Game of Show Artifact, which is his Game of Show, because they made it so you can't buy – I'm sorry, you can't earn cards through in-game play. You have to buy them with real money, which really appeals to Mr. Grubb's capitalist sensibilities.
Mm-hmm. It's Mr. Grubb. I think Ryan Gann is into that too.
Probably.
Yep.
He likes Magic the Gathering.
Hey, you know what? I don't play because it costs a lot of money for cards. Magic the Gathering.
Like, hey, right? What makes Magic the Gathering prohibitively inaccessible for people who don't have money? This thing. All right, let's do this. Let's take the worst part of Magic the Gathering and put it into our thing.
So I'm going to be honest. My biggest gripe with Artifact isn't even the money thing, because that's fucking whatever. If people are into that, let them spend their money. My thing was, did you see that report? I think it was the Kotaku interview that came out the other day, where it was an interview with two of the designers who were saying that they're not gonna Hearthstone the chat. They're just gonna leave it open because they don't believe that there's any reason why in a 1v1 setting people would trash talk or like say hurtful things to one another.
That's the exact perfect place to do it.
That makes like what whoever they hired to come to that conclusion needs to be either shot or fired, and in whichever order they prefer. Because like, of course you would trash talk the people you're playing against, because if you can manage to piss them off so that they make bad decisions, you have a better chance of winning.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, that's step one.
God. Look, Valve doesn't really make video games, so they made a whoopsie.
They made a whoopsie.
The question is, will they fix that whoopsie?
Probably not.
Do they Valve care seems, to fix that whoopsie? Because they're going to make a shit ton of money on it anyways.
They seem like the kind of company that doesn't want to admit they made a mistake.
Can they make mistakes? Yeah. If they do, it isn't the right move.
Yeah, Valve doesn't make mistakes. They just send out a press release email every once in a while that says, oh, by the way, here's some new shit.
Yep.
Here's something you didn't know you wanted.
I'm cautiously interested in Artifact. for the single reason that I want to get really good at it, just so I can be like, yeah, I main Crystal Maiden or whatever. And it's like, you play Dota? No, I don't play Dota.
Yeah, so he played a bunch of shit. That's always good, that lucky bastard. Let's see, what else did he play? He also played the Quiet Man, he said.
I ate a Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich that had little waffles for the bread. That was pretty okay.
What? Did you know today is a National Cheese Pizza Day?
No, I didn't. Oh, every day. Let the government know, because
let the government
pizza gates out there. Today is the cheese pizza day.
That's why Alex Jones lost this shit.
Yeah, man.
I know I've been actually playing something. As usual, I'm playing old games, and I need your guys' help. First and foremost, my
Link's crossbow training.
Link's crossbow training is fantastic. No, I.
No, it's not.
No, I'm fucking around with you guys. It's
really, because you seem to really like it when you were playing it.
I remember
you. It's not it. Horrible. It is. It's unbad. Let's just say it's unbad. That's my official side questing review of Link's crossbow training. Unbad. I'm playing South Park: The Fractured But Whole right now. Just started it. Actually, live, you guys can help me choose which of the classes I should be between: the speedster class, the brutalist, or the blaster.
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to give you the fucking hot tip. On the bottom right side of the Joy-Con, there's a button with a little house on it. That's the best hack. It takes you to a better game.
Anybody else? Nobody? Nobody, because nobody's watching. I will say the other game that I just completed was Flipping Death, which is it's a really cool game. I heard
that's neat.
Yeah, it's short. It's kind of like this 2D point-and-click adventure game / platformer. So there's a little bit of platforming you got to do, but it's the same guys that did Zombie Vikings. So that art is kind of in that same hand painted vein, and really nice, really good writing, because it's quirky as all hell, and pretty gross. But I think what I like about the game is you play a character who can this girl who can possess the living, and she controls them almost like this ragdoll style. Physics of you running around and whipping ice cream cones at people and sticking your tongue on everything possible. So, yeah, I like it. It's a good game. It's nice on the Switch, although I will say that it fucked up on me, and I think it glitched because something was supposed to happen in one of the earlier scenes. And it did, but as it was happening, I accidentally hit the home menu button like you just showed me, Tom. Went to the home menu, and then when I came back, I couldn't do the thing that I was supposed to do. So
awesome.
Yeah, it was great. So I restarted the game, reloaded my save, didn't work. Shut off the Switch, turned it back on, reloaded the save, didn't work. Deleted the game, re-downloaded the game, didn't work. Restarted from the very beginning. Because that seemed like the only thing that could work. So it was like, it was quite literally a game-ending glitch that I had I came across. So that will make an appearance in my review. There was a couple instances like that. Luckily, it was quite literally only like 10, 12 minutes into the game, but it put it down. I never like to do that. And it I make sure to mention it when I review the games. Oh, the other game I've been playing is a little game called Dead Cells that nobody's heard about. But that's pretty fucking – that's going to be up there in my top games of the year list.
I still need to play that.
No, awesome. Hollow Knight. It's pretty good.
I bought Hollow Knight as well. So I bought a bunch of shit. Hollow Knight, Dead Cells I've been playing, and what's this other one here? Dad of War I got back into, because I want to complete that before Spider-Man. And The Messenger. I picked The Messenger.
I hear The Messenger is real good.
Yeah. Hey, guys, should I buy this $80 Fallout Dark Rum?
Rum?
Yeah, there is official Bethesda-sanctioned dark rum that comes in a Nuka bottle.
Oh, my God, yes.
Where is this? Where is this? Where did you find it?
I'll send you the link. But there's no way it tastes good, right?
Yeah, there's no way. No. Unless it's repackaged something else.
What if it's just like Captain Black? I drink that.
Post it in the chat somewhere. Where can I find this shit? Did I just do a Google search?
In our Discord, this is riveting listening for our for whoever downloads this.
Uh-huh. No, that's fine. We'll edit
Nuka
it.
Nuka Dark, Silver Screen Bottling Company, proud to announce our newest product, Nuka Dark Rums, inspired by the wildly popular Fallout franchise. Finest beverage for Fallout fans, for hashtag Fallout fans and rum drinkers alike. It's the finest beverage for rum drinkers.
We all know that Cabo Wabo is that rum? No, that's tequila. That's tequila. What's a weird rum?
Kraken, Mount Gay, like what Mount are we looking
Gay,
at?
Yeah. Something coconutty. It's know, just this is rum with natural flavors and caramel color.
There's no way this tastes.
All right, I have an idea. I'm just going to throw this out there. Let's use the entire yearly side questing budget to get everybody a bottle of this, and then
everybody one bottle to share. Yeah,
and then we'll do a podcast where we're all just sitting here drinking it straight out the bottle.
I love that. Or I could buy you guys some of the coasters because that's probably all I can afford.
Yo,
oh shit! Wait, they got a cigar. Is that a cigar?
All right,
or am I just seeing things? No, I think have other shit. Nothing.
There's nothing like having a flask that's branded with one alcohol to put better alcohol in.
And it's shaped like I actually kind of like the Nuka-Cola bottle because it's that rocket ship thing.
Yeah, so. It's neat. I'm hoping someone puts an empty one on eBay.
Yeah. Because I think it's the only one I'll be, the only reason I'd be buying it. So, oh well, pass, I guess, maybe. Jeff Grubb says he bets it tastes great. anything else I've been playing? No, anything else you guys have been playing that's worthwhile chatting about?
Yeah,
okay. You know, one game that that is worthwhile chatting about that people have been playing is Overcooked, and apparently there are some dudes who fucking suck at Overcooked.
Like how Jeff flubbed it
at PAX West during the Kinda Funny Games Small Site Invitational, that tiny site VentureBeat, GamesBeat, took on our own John Phipps from SD, Super Deformed Games Cast.
So can no one play fucking Overcooked?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we should. I know we have one Jeffrey Grubb watching right now. We got to find out if after that, any of the journalists interviewed any of the other journalists about why nobody play that game.
Yeah, that's a great question, because I would have loved to hear their response to that. Why do you all fucking suck at this game? Pardon my French.
I mean, this is one of those this is one of those games that everybody, every site, everybody loved. You think everybody... Oh, you've never played...
I'm giving Jeff
Grubb says he's never played solo.
Oh, jeez.
I'm giving Jeff a pass because I'm assuming that maybe he thought he saw like a cop out of the corner of his eye and put him on edge because he thought he was thinking about it.
I don't know. I mean, that was maybe my favorite non D&D focused panel at PAX this year.
Hmm.
Usually it's, you know, the giant bomb panel or the League of Heels panel, but I really enjoyed this tournament. It was really, really, really frenetic, and they had to cut one of the events.
It was a great idea.
Is the giant bomb panel out there?
I think so, yeah.
Is it out there? You can watch it on Twitch?
You should be able to find it. You should be able to see it on Twitch. I know it's on Twitch. I don't know if it's been hosted on Giant Bomb from their own reference. But, yeah, no, I don't know. All joking aside.
Did you say all jeffing aside?
I was watching on Twitch, and there were a surprising number of people cheering for Jeff, and there were a surprising number of people cheering for John.
Which were let down.
And then everybody was let down.
Yeah.
Jeff beat John, and then Jeff himself was ended.
Yeah. I am not finding anything on Twitch, so I'll keep looking. But I might want to check this out. Maybe it's under the Kinda Funny Games tag over here. Who knows?
Who knows?
It would have been under PAX 2.
PAX 3. Yeah, PAX 3. I think it's PAX 2.
PAX 2. All right. Because it's like watching shit on HBO 2 when it's not the real HBO.
Yeah. Who fucking knows?
All right. Well, I'll have to check it out if there's any videos. There are a bunch of videos here. It's the League of Heels, which seemed probably a lot better than what we saw.
Hey, do you guys think that there are people who are really into Sebastian Stan who refer to himself as Sebastian Stans?
Oh God, that would be awesome. That's fantastic. I was thinking about that a lot lately. That's fantastic. What about Stan Lee fans?
Oh, Stan Stans?
Stan Stans.
God damn it.
Their favorite musical game is Jeff Stans.
Fuck you.
Jeff says, kind of funny. He's going to post it on YouTube on Friday or Saturday for us to make fun of them. So that's always good. Let's see what else happened. Into actual news. I'm reading on. So we had our podcast last week on the 29th. The very next day, news broke that Battlefield was delayed into November out of October.
I feel like we talked about that on here.
We didn't. We talked about it in the Discord, I believe. You know what we did? No, we went down our list of the games that were coming out the rest of this year, and we joked that Battlefield was going to do bad because it's sandwiched right around Crayola Scoot, which totally... We predicted it because Crayola Scoot, and I mean, our headline on Side Questing is Battlefield 5 delayed into November away from Crayola Scoot, which, I mean, this is the whole reason that the delay was there. And it moves on to, it goes to November 20th, which is right out in front of Black Friday. It's for those people that have been trying to decide between that and the Crayola game, I think the decision now is totally clear.
Well, until we finish recording this show, and then tomorrow we find out that Call of Duty and Crayola Scoot have both been delayed a month, and so now it's the same sandwich again.
Mm-hmm. It's a meaty sandwich. It's a battle veal.
Actually, I don't even know if Call of Duty was the other game, was it?
Yeah, I don't think was that the other game that it was. It was Call of Duty and Red Dead, weren't they?
Yeah.
Actually, on VentureBeat's games category says by one Jeff Grubb writes Battlefield 5 delay no longer the meat in the Red Dead Black Ops sandwich.
See, here's the thing. I want to believe Jeff Grubb. I want to trust Jeff Grubb. But I can't because I heard that he was at a wedding and he sat next to a Boss Key developer and hung out with him all night.
Ooh.
So I feel like the collusion there might be a little too strong.
Jeff Grubb,
I just want honest reporting.
I potentially could have been there, and I may have heard Jeff Grubb give suggestions on how to make the future Boss Key games better. He said, "What if you could make a game that was about breaking laws?" And they said, "Yeah, let's do it." Awesome.
I fucking hate this.
This is horrible. this podcast is just derailed because there is nothing to talk about this week until
we got nothing. It was PAX, and we've got a bunch of PAX coverage, but all of our PAX people are
we're losing viewers to the stream. I think Jeff Grubb just kind of left, so that's always good. The guy we're talking about, it was PAX, and the PAX folks aren't alive right now. Sam is enjoying dick steak, apparently posting pictures in our Discord of steaks that look like penises. So that's good. Yeah. Is not G rated. So go ahead.
Let's talk about the real thing, which is that we're less than a month now away from a Assassin's Creed game that actually looks dope as hell.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of interested in this bad boy.
Okay, so here's an actual thing about that game. Is Assassin's Creed Odyssey the first high profile game that is using at least something similar to the Nemesis system, the thing that every game journalist ever predicted would be the new hot thing and then wasn't?
I think it is.
Is it really? I couldn't remember that if it was or it wasn't. But now that I think about it, yeah, you're right. It does. Because you go up against those like commanders and shit, don't they?
Yeah, and they fight on the battlefield, and apparently they'll like come after you and shit like that. It's not quite the same thing, but like I was talking about this with somebody the other day, because when Shadow of Mordor came out, that feature was the thing that every single person was like, oh, this is going to be the thing that everybody apes. This is going to be this generation's, chest high walls, jumping from cover to cover, because that was the last big one that I can think of, right? Before that, it was bullet time, shit like that. This was going to be the thing, and then no game ever used it until Shadow of War, which, doesn't count because it's the same series, but now, finally, we're what, 4 or 5 years past Shadow of Mordor?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And there's something coming out. So maybe all of the games that might use it just hadn't been thought up yet.
No, there's no way. I just think they just had to come up with something.
Yeah, I think game development does take like 3 years. I'm gonna say, and it's pre-production stuff is usually a year before that. So
yeah.
I can see 4 years of development, but
these games are on 2 year cycles.
Yeah, these are on 2 year cycles. There is to be fair though, they're like again, there's like a year of pre-production shit where they go into planning before they even starts to get any development going. But games do take a long ass time.
Man, tell that to all the battle royale games that start coming.
That's
out.
How about good battle royale games? I think there's like a Unity a checkbox you tick that says make this a battle royale game now.
I don't know. Let's talk about the real important shit, which is the cold, emotionless golem who will be playing Geralt of Rivia.
The mustachioed golem.
Yeah. The guy who sucks.
Yeah, Henry Cavill.
I don't like him. I don't like his face. I don't like his acting.
He is a soulless Superman, man.
His eyes are just fucking dead inside. There's a scene in Man of Steel when he's on when he's at the base, like the Fortress of Solitude, and he's like standing there on the ice cap. He just looks up at the sun and he like cranes his neck. And it's this pornographic shot of his face and the sun on it. And it's one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Because he's Jesus, right? Like, that's the whole thing in that movie.
Yeah, basically. I can't wait till when he's playing Geralt, he just, like, turns around and says, I'm looking for Martha.
Are we taking bets on whether there's a Martha joke in that movie?
In the show, possibly.
Or is it a movie?
It's a show.
Oh, wow.
Like a 10-part series or something like that?
Well, that changes the odds then, because with, like, 8 or 10 episodes, they could totally just throw one off. They could just throw a character in there that you meet once named Martha, and he's just like, oh, it's a very pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
I've been looking for you.
Martha. Finally found you.
Martha.
And then you have a bat, like, fly past the screen. What else we got, guys? Anything? There's an Apple event next week.
Can't wait to buy a new phone.
Are you an Apple guy? You look like an Apple guy.
I have a iPhone 8 Plus. I have an AirPod right here.
Well, those AirPods are. Everybody raves about them. I think you've raved about them to the point where you almost got me to buy them.
Do you have the accessory that's the cord that you clip onto the AirPods so you don't lose
$25 cord?
No, I have a rubber one that came with the rubber case that I put my AirPod case in so I don't drop it. But yeah, I have an 8 Plus because I didn't want to wait a month to get a 10.
Yeah.
I needed a new phone that week. But hey, I'll order a new phone next week.
I have an iPhone 4. It gets the job done.
If I went to a doctor and they're like, you need life-saving surgery, and the fucking surgeon came in and he had a fucking iPhone 4, I'd demand a new doctor.
Did you guys see the Spider-Man screenshot where Peter Parker is using an iPhone, but he's using it upside down on the subway, dressed as Spider-Man?
It rules. It's Apple event next week. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to show off that charging mat again.
Yep, that's still coming, apparently. You got the Nintendo Direct tomorrow, which we'll see hopefully new Amiibo.
3DS games.
3DS games and Amiibo. We're just going to see the Luigi's Mansion shit, hopefully, because I like that game. Although, the only 3DS news I want them to say is, you know what, we're canceling all our games for the 3DS and putting them on Switch.
Yeah, what if they just go, hey guys, we're done.
We're done.
We're done now. It's been a good run. It's been the better part of a decade. We're good. We're moving on. We have a new thing, almost 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When that came out in what, 2011 or 2010?
I think it was 2010.
What is, holy shit. I'm Google searching right now. The 3DS came out in some time ago. Is there a Wikipedia? Yeah, here's Wikipedia. The 3DS first arrived in 2011. it was shit until November of that year because it arrived in March.
They gave you a bunch of games that they said you'll be able to buy these later.
No, they said you'll probably never get these later is what they did say.
Well, that's some nonsense then.
Yeah, because I still play those. Never.
They're We Fucked Up thing.
They're quite literally their We Fucked Up thing.
Hey, thanks for paying $100 more for this thing. Here's our fucking games.
They should have done that for the Wii U, which wouldn't have mattered because the Wii U was kind of a piece of junk. But whatever. Hopefully they'll give us something interesting tomorrow. I'm guessing there's a weird part of me that says we're going to get that Metroid, like just a sizzle trailer or something. It's been a year and a half because they don't really have anything else that they're going to be pushing for this fall gaming wise. Unless they announce,
they gotta announce something.
They gotta announce something.
Even something small, but just so they have more than one fucking game that comes out in December.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Grubb, by the way, adds to this conversation. Says his phone died and he was pooping. That's why he wasn't able to reply back to anything.
I guess this might be something. The people that own Warframe announced that they're doing a Lord of the Rings MMO, a free to play MMO.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Lord of the Rings. Their name is Leo, I think. L-E-Y-O-U. Mm-hmm. Leo. Leo.
You wow. think it's coming to... That's something, I guess.
That's got to be on PC, right?
It's like, going to be on PC, but I'm like another Lord of the Rings game. Jeff says Lotro, too. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not...
Lotro wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, actually. And in fact, that Square Enix developed Lord of the Rings RPG wasn't bad either. It just... fell flat because of the timing, and it was coming out when I think like a bunch of other big art like Dragon Age or something else was coming out. So, yeah, I don't know. There's it's funny because you look at like websites right now, and all the websites are there's like hardly any news about gaming on sites. It's like Polygon's top article is the 20 games of fall we're most excited to play. And also, Captain Marvel's Skrulls are already a meme. So that's pretty good.
It's a slow news week. I had to come up with a show notes for something. And I was like, yo, this is fucked.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's not a whole lot happening in the old gaming news this week. So somehow we've managed to knock out, 45 minutes of just talking.
Yo, do y'all think of young Nick Fury with two eyes?
And hair. What are you saying there, Aaron? Iran?
I'm all right with it, but doesn't Captain Marvel only take place like 20 years previously?
Yeah.
So does that mean he went bald and lost his eye in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
But so wouldn't it only have been in the 10 years between that movie and Iron Man 1 then? Because that's like over a decade ago at this point.
Well, it's supposed to take place in like the early 90s, they said, I think, right?
So he could have like 15 years, Aaron.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll say this. In the original non-MCU Nick Fury movie, where Nick Fury was played by David Hasselhoff, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, he was.
At one point, he's in prison, and he lifts his eye patch up, and there's C4 in there, or plastic explosive of some kind. He pulls it out of his eye socket and uses it to escape the holding cell they're in.
You know what? Maybe all the images we're seeing of... you know, of Nick Fury right now, that's a glass eye filled with explosives. That could be kind of cool, actually. I like that. Actually, I think Captain Marvel's costume looks pretty badass. So.
I think it looks pretty good. Aaron, do they have hot dogs where you live?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. You told me you never had a taco.
A taco and a hot dog are not the same thing.
They're pretty much the same thing.
What? No, they're completely different, dude.
They have a delivery vessel that is of the same general shape.
On the inside. Hot dogs and tacos are sandwiches camp, though. So just...
Well, once again, according to the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance, they both are, yes. But that is something completely different. And that's neither here nor there.
All right, let me ask you this. The thing you cook a hot dog on outside to feed people who are perhaps celebrating the 4th of July, what is that called?
A grill.
Nope.
Grill.
What about you, Dally?
Wait, ask me the question again.
The thing that you would cook a hot dog on outside, perhaps at a 4th of July celebration.
A barbecue.
Thank you. We have barbecues here, and so we have hot dogs here. Can't cook a taco on a barbecue.
I used to post barbecue tips on Twitter until I got fucking corrected by like three or four people all in the span of like 5 minutes that it should be grill tips because barbecue is a specific type. I'm like, oh, just shove it.
a grill doesn't have a lid on it. If you have a lid that closes, like those things do, it's a barbecue. Yeah. And the thing with the lid that closes is what you could cook hot dogs on. So fuck everybody.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Treason.
I respectfully disagree.
Sandwich hunt.
No.
Okay. No. Anything else?
I'm still fascinated by the fact that he's never had a taco.
We're going to have to fucking
fly. I live in Canada, man.
Okay. Yes, so? They have Taco Bell in Canada.
Not as nearly as many as you would think, especially not as many as, like, in the States.
When I go out at night to get Taco Bell at 2 in the morning, I have to decide which Taco Bell I want to go to. And I recently found out that one of them is open till 5 a.m., which is pretty tight.
The Taco Bell, quite literally not like a block from my house, walking distance, is open till 5 a.m. By the way,
you ever been to a Kentucky Hut?
Taco Hut? No.
Kentucky Hut.
Yes, actually. But I was there for popcorn chicken, so I didn't get any.
Holy shit. Were you like 7? So I typed in how to send tacos in the mail into Google, into the brand new Chrome. And the top result is send me burritos by the mail on grubstreet.com. And I'm like, holy fuck, he infiltrated that too.
Goddamn you, Jeff.
No. Dolly, the Kentucky Hut was a KFC, a Taco Bell, and a Pizza Hut all under one roof.
Have you guys seen the used to be a Pizza Hut website?
Yeah.
I love that website.
It's great. I went to a clinic that was in an old Pizza Hut.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty good. You ever fuck with what are the weird combination like restaurants are there by you, Dolly? Because over here we have like, it's a Baskin Robbins, it's a Dunkin' Donuts, and it's a Nathan's Hot Dogs all in one building.
Oh, we had there was a company called Togo's that used to do subs, and they bought out Baskin Robbins first. It used to be like subs and Baskin Robbins, and then Dunkin' Donuts came in. So it was subs, Baskin Robbins, and Dunkin' Donuts. And it was just the worst combination.
My literal hell.
It totally is. But we have like pizza and ice cream. What's the, we have like a CC's pizza, which is just like dessert pizza and ice cream and regular pizza, which those three things should not go together ever.
Is it CC's pizza or is it Golden Corral that has, what's his name? The You Might Be a Redneck If guy as their spokesman.
It might be Golden Corral.
Do you know he has a show on Netflix that's just like a Bible trivia show? Like, how good do you know God or something like that?
You might know God if you marry your sister. I don't know.
I don't know what that dude's name is. Jeff something.
Jeff Fox. It's Jeff Grubb. Oh, Jeff Foxworthy.
I bet you Jeff Grubb fucking parties down on Jeff Foxworthy. I bet he's still all about blue-collar comedy.
I'm just sitting here thinking, I don't have any of those combo restaurants here. Like, it's I'm an hour ahead of the East Coast, so it's 10 to 11. Everything in my village is closed right now. If I wanted to go out to get something to eat, I couldn't.
I would probably put a gun in my mouth.
I'm Canadian. I can't.
Nah, I could go down to the corner. So I was at Dick's Sporting Goods this weekend, and they had a bunch of guns, and I was like, I just want to get a soccer ball. But I looked at the guns anyway.
I will say we have a Chinese – it's called the Asian Buffet over by by my office. We go to lunch sometimes. So it's like an $8 all-you-can-eat trash buffet, but they'll have like – they actually have like a nice sushi chef on one side, and then they'll have like week-old pizza in the middle, and they'll have pasta, like Italian pasta and chicken wings. And I think that's an Asian buffet if I've ever –
That second thing sounds pretty all right.
The second thing
sounds good. You ever have like a piece of pizza that just had a whole bunch of ziti on it?
I don't know what ziti is.
A bunch of what?
Well, you don't know what ziti is?
Is it like a slang for Parmesan cheese? Like, I don't know.
No, it's a pasta.
No, I've never had pasta on pizza. What are you talking about?
Are you fucking serious?
No, I eat pepperoni pizza. That's it.
You never had like a ziti slice or a chicken parm slice or a Cajun chicken slice?
I've had pizza that was pepperoni except also had hamburger on it.
Okay. That's fucking weird. But I'm with it.
It's all right.
I'm posting a picture in the Discord.
Okay.
This is just something I can get at literally any fucking place I go to is a baked ziti slice and ziti fucking pizza. O's bones.
I will say one thing you guys should totally try is Zip Sauce. If you can get a hold of Zip Sauce, I mean, it's from Detroit. We make it over here. But Zip Sauce is the best fucking just trash steak sauce that somehow has managed to be around for about...
Ooh, this bottle looks like the trashiest sauce ever.
And Oh, I see that ziti pizza. Okay. It's like a pasta pizza. Holy shit.
It's got ziti on it.
Yeah, okay. I get it now.
It's a noodle.
It's a noodle. You fucking
Philistines.
I got a bottle of Tabasco sauce sitting over there right now, and I might just take some shots out of it later.
This episode sponsored by the original Zip Sauce. ZipSauce.com. Yo, sauce gives steaks added zip.
If Zip Sauce wants to sponsor the show, I'll take a picture of me in a bathtub full of it.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a really bad idea.
It sounds like a really good idea.
That seems like how you get a UTI.
You know, it's pretty great also if you get some Totino's pizza rolls and you make some spaghetti and you use it instead of meatballs.
That's actually not a bad idea. I could be all in for that.
They posted that on their official blog on 420.
Nice.
They know their demographic.
We've stopped talking about video games, which means we're tapping out for the
night. There's no other news. I've read it and there's nothing.
We've segued into Zip Sauce and ZD Pizza and used to be a Pizza Hut and a horrible combo restaurants. Someone needs to make like a GameStop / pizza buffet / Lebanese cuisine stop and we're all set.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Get an Ethiopian shit in there too. Actually, that's not the best because you don't want someone eating Ethiopian.
Sure, you could throw some Indian food in there too.
No, you don't want messy foods in a place that sells video games.
That's true.
You want like a place that sells calzones.
Calzones.
Or empanadas.
Dude, empanadas. Better than the Taco Bell empanadas. Although those are actually not bad to just kind of, munch on.
No, they're good. Well, I have an empanada restaurant over here that's actually pretty good.
I'm going to close this with, do you guys ever eat puffy tacos?
The fuck is a puffy taco?
Dude, yes, actually, I have eaten a puffy taco.
Have you really?
No.
Is this a sex thing?
No, it's a taco that's like the way it's grown. I'm going to send
it. It sounds like a sex thing.
It does kind of sound like a sex thing, doesn't it? Please, listeners, make sure you guys take a look at puffy tacos, which are actually really good. Is they take the taco shell and they kind of, the way they fry it, it's just like a fried taco shell. It's just really nice.
Is this
really
just a chalupa?
No. It's not just a chalupa. These are like, they're like hard tacos. They're just like super puffy. And on that note,
I had six egg rolls for dinner yesterday.
Six egg rolls for dinner.
Yep.
Someone knows how to live, Moss.
Live, Moss.
I'm stream, Dolly.
I'm cutting this. You can find us at sidequesting.com, at sidequesting on the internets and on Twitters. You can find me personally at Dolly Domofsky, and that's also my Twitch. And it's maybe a couple bank accounts here and there for all I know. Good luck trying because I've forgotten. Tom, where can we find you?
Find me everywhere at that Tom Johnson.
That you can find his picture at your local Pizza Hut. Aaron, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Scratty Bones. You can find me on Twitch at the same. Find me on SideQuesting. I don't think I've written anything in the last week or so, but I think the last thing I wrote was a review for Graveyard Keeper.
Yeah. Yep. We talked about that. Yeah.
Which is right up. So you can check that out. Yeah. Cool. I think I'm going to be streaming something soon, maybe.
Well, nothing but scum all the time.
I know. I glanced at that email that you sent earlier. Yeah. I'm not sure if I can stream that, right?
I think it's out. No, Frozen Synapse 2. Yeah, that game is in like preview.
Early access. We're allowed to stream it. We're allowed to talk about it. We're just not allowed to review it officially.
Something like that, yeah.
So I think we might be doing something with that. I'm going to maybe stream it, so.
That cool beans.
And yeah. I'm going to need some puffy tacos.
I'm gonna go eat like three bowls of Shreddies.
What the fuck is a Shreddy?
It's cereal. What are you talking about? Are you looking it up right now? Are you Googling Shreddies?
Are they like Wheaties?
No.
Wait,
well,
Shreddies,
I guess a little bit, but Wheaties exist here too. The Shreddies are
shredded wheat.
No, they're like little squares.
Yeah, I see them. Yeah, they're like we have those in the States. I forget what they're called.
They're sort of famous in Canada because they did a joke ad campaign back in, I think, the late 90s, early 2000s, where they were like, we need to rebrand Shreddies. Everybody's tired of the square. Let's turn them slightly, and now they're diamonds. And so they sold new diamond Shreddies, but just for the same price. And everybody was like, oh, that's really funny. And their sales went up.
Oh,
like
they're Chex.
They're Chex mix, basically. It looks like a combination of Chex and honey frosted mini wheats without the frosting of the honey.
They're flatter than Chex. Chex are like, they're airy. Shreddies are salt, more solid-ish.
No, man. Oh, thank you. No, they're just wheat Chex.
Yeah, were you asking for the Chex as a...
Yeah, I needed a reference.
No, but Chex are closer to mini wheats than Shreddies.
Chex are absolutely not close to mini wheats in any regard.
I'm looking at pictures of Chex right now. They look way puffier than Shreddies.
It is literally a hollow thing.
Yeah, Shreddies are not hollow. They're a solid piece.
Mini wheats aren't hollow. They're a solid piece.
How do they taste?
I mean, they taste like
the mini wheats.
They're all right. I mean, they taste like wheat.
See you guys.
Like, they're not mushrooms. Bye. Mushroom. They're not marshmallow. Same thing.